turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
It's the quiet nightmare of every modern business owner. You spend thousands, maybe months, building the perfect website. You obsess over every single word, every image. You hit publish. You feel great. And then,
yeah,
just crushing silence.
The digital crickets. It's a brutal feeling.
It's worse than crickets. It's like you're invisible. You check Google. The next day, nothing. A week later, still nothing. And meanwhile, you see your competitor, who you know has an inferior product,
yeah,
sitting right there at the top of page one. It makes you feel like the whole system is rigged.
Or that it's just broken. That's the first thought for most people. I push the button. Why isn't it working? And honestly, it's the number one reason businesses just give up on SEO way too early. They treat it like a light switch.
And that is exactly why we're here today. We are cracking open the black box of search engine optimization. We've got our hands on a really detailed timeline guide from Austin Code Monkey. They're an agency that specializes in SEO and, crucially, AI search optimization.
And this guide is fresh. I mean, it's looking at the landscape as of February 2026, which is so important because the game has really changed, even in just the last year or so.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is simple. We want to demystify the timeline. We need to get past that classic consultant answer of, well, it depends, but we want to know what is actually happening during those months of silence. And when really do I get to see a return on my investment?
You know, the source uses this metaphor right at the start that I think frames it perfectly. It says SEO is not like buying a billboard. It's like planting a garden.
Which implies a lot of dirt and sweat and waiting.
Exactly. You don't plant a tomato seed and then expect a salad for dinner that night. You water it, you wait, and for a long time, all you see is soil. Then maybe you see a little sprout. That's an impression. It's a sign of life, but, you know, you can't eat it yet. The harvest, the actual traffic that comes way later.
Okay, I get the metaphor, but I'm a business owner. I've got a burn rate. Mm-hmm. So let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
What's the hard number? When am I eating that salad?
So based on the 2026 data in this guide, for a typical campaign, you're looking at 3 to 6 months just for initial results, just to get on the board. But for substantial growth, the kind that actually moves the needle on revenue, it's more like 6 to 12 months.
6 to 12 months, that is a lifetime in the digital world.
It really is.
So help me understand this. To me, as a user, Google feels instant. I type something in and I get a million results in what, 0.02 seconds. Why does it take my website half a year to even show up on that list?
It comes down to the just the terrifying scale of the problem. When you hit publish, you're one drop in an ocean of billions of pages. Google has to find you first. And this brings up a concept the guide really emphasizes, which is crawl budget.
Crawl budget sounds like something I need to get approved by accounting. What is that technically?
Think of Google's bots, the spiders, as a limited resource. They cost money to run. So Google isn't going to waste its energy crawling every single page of a brand new, unproven website every single day.
So I have a quota.
You basically do, yeah. If you're a new site, your budget is tiny. Google might only visit you once every couple of weeks. So you can make all these amazing changes, but Google doesn't even see them for 10 days. That's your first bottleneck.
Okay, so I'm waiting for the spider. But let's say it comes, it crawls my site, it sees my great content. Why don't I rank the next day?
Because it's a sandbox.
The sandbox. That sounds fun. But in SEO, it's more like a probation officer, right?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. The sandbox effect is this sort of unofficial evaluation phase. It can be 3 to 6 months. Google is trying to figure out, are you a real business or are you just a spam site that's going to vanish in a week?
So it's a trust filter.
Precisely. It's a guilty until proven innocent model. Established sites like a major newspaper, they get to skip the line. They publish, they rank in minutes. But if your domain is brand new, or worse, if it has a sketchy history, you're stuck in the waiting room.
That is so frustrating for a legitimate new business. I'm being punished because bad actors exist.
The guide compares it to credit repair. You can't fix a bad credit score overnight, no matter how much money you suddenly have. You have to show a pattern of good behavior over time. Google wants to see that pattern. Consistent content, good technical health. users who stick around.
So the delay is a feature, not a bug. It's their quality control.
Yeah, if Google ranked every news site immediately, the results would be a complete mess. The slowness is the firewall.
Okay, I get it. The baseline is slow.
Yeah.
But not everyone moves at the same speed. The guide breaks down the variables, and I really like the pizza example it used for competition.
Oh, yeah, that's the classic mistake people make. They confuse how many people are searching for something with how good of an opportunity it is.
Right, so I open a pizza shop in Austin. My first instinct is to try and rank for best pizza in Austin.
And you will fail, or at least you'll be waiting a very, very long time. Just look at who's on page one for that. You have Yelp, you have TripAdvisor, you have these huge local food blogs, you have national chains, they've been around for a decade, they have thousands of links. A new site trying to beat them is, it's just not gonna happen quickly.
So what's the smarter move?
Go specific. The guide suggests something like artisan sourdough pizza delivery in East Austin.
That's a mouthful.
It is, and way fewer people search for it. But, and this is the key, the competition is almost zero. You can rank for that in weeks, not years. And the person searching for that, they know exactly what they want. They're ready to buy.
So you're trading volume for speed and intent.
Exactly. Specificity is your accelerator. And geography is the same. A local plumber in Austin is competing with, what, 50 other plumbers? A national e-commerce store is competing with Amazon. The local guy will see results so much faster.
Okay, let's go a bit deeper. Under the hood, the guide mentions Core Web Vitals. This feels like jargon we should probably unpack.
Core Web Vitals are basically Google's way of measuring how annoying your website is to use.
Huh. I like that definition.
It's true. It's things like, how fast does your main image load? How quickly can I click a button? And the big one, does the page jump around while it's loading?
Oh, I hate that. You gotta click a link and an ad loads and pushes everything down.
Yes. That's called cumulative layout shift. And Google hates it too. The guide points out that fixing these technical problems is one of the only real quick wins in SEO. If your site is slow, you're making it hard for Google. Fixing that is like unclogging a pipe. Things start flowing immediately.
Okay, so unclog the pipes first, then the content. Now, the old advice was always content is king, which led to people just writing tons and tons of words. The guide seems to say that strategy is dead in 2026.
It's not just dead, it can actively hurt you. The algorithm now is so good at spotting fluff, it knows if you just wrote 300 words to trick it.
But what's the metric now?
Value. Comprehensive coverage. One really well-researched 2,000-word guide that truly answers a user's question will beat 10 shallow blog posts every single time.
Because the user actually sticks around to read it.
Exactly. It's called dwell time. If a user clicks your link and stays for 3 minutes, Google sees that as a good sign. If they click and immediately hit the back button, that's a bounce. Too many bounces, and Google thinks this result failed, and it will demote you.
This brings us to the last big variable, which always feels the most murky to me. Backlinks.
The currency of the web.
Right. So explain it simply. Why do links matter so much?
A backlink is just a vote of confidence. If a reputable site links to your pizza shop, they're essentially vouching for you to Google. Google counts those votes. More votes from trusted sources means a higher rank.
But the guide has this huge warning here. Do not buy links.
Yes. This is the trap. You will get those emails, 500 backlinks for $50.
Oh, yeah. Rank number one, guaranteed. I get them every day.
Delete them. Run. Those are from link farms. And Google knows exactly what they are. If you buy them, you might get a tiny temporary boost, and then you'll get a penalty. And your site just disappears.
So you can't just buy your way through the waiting period.
Not safely, no. Real links come from relationships, from PR, from creating content so good that other people want to share it. And like any reputation, that takes time to build.
Okay, so we have the variables, we have the why. Now let's get tactical. The guide lays out a month-by-month roadmap, which I think is so important for setting expectations.
The trough of sorrow is real, so yeah, let's map out the journey.
Phase one, months 1 to 3, the foundation. What's the reality for a business owner here?
Month one is boring. It's all research, audits, strategy. You're just making the blueprint. Don't even look at your traffic. It will be flat.
Eve too.
Technical fixes. You're improving site speed, fixing those layout shifts. Now, here's the key. The search engines notice this. In your Google Search Console, you'll see crawl errors going down. That's a win. But your rankings probably haven't moved at all.
That's tough. You're 60 days and 2 invoices in, and nothing has visibly changed.
And then comes month 3. You start publishing that great content, and you might, maybe, start to show up for those super specific long-tail keywords, like on page 4 or 5.
So you're on the board, but nobody's seeing you.
Exactly. Invisible to the public, but visible to the bots. And that's phase one.
Then we get to phase two, months 4 to 6, visibility.
This is where you start to feel a pulse. Month 4 is often a big push on local SEO, your Google business profile. You might start showing up on the map for searches in your neighborhood.
And month 5.
That's when you're doing active link outreach, building those relationships. Your authority score starts to tick upward.
And the guide calls month 6 the turning point.
Yes. For most campaigns, month 6 is when you finally see that curve start to go up. You move from page 3 to page 2. A few keywords might even hit the bottom of page 1. It's that first real proof of life.
So you've survived the desert, now phase 3. Months 7 to 12, authority and scale.
Now you're doubling down. You build out topic clusters. You don't just have one article on pizza. You have articles on dough, on sauce, on ovens. You become the definitive source.
And month 10.
You start hunting for featured snippets.
That's position 0, right? The answer box at the very top.
That's the one, the holy grail. You can't really get it until you have authority. But by month 10, you can start optimizing your content to steal that spot. And by month 12, your traffic should be night and day compared to month 1. The garden is finally producing.
I love that roadmap. But let's go back to that trough of sorrow. Month 3, you're spending money, seeing nothing. How do I know my agency isn't just taking my money? What are the invisible wins I can look for?
Don't look at traffic. Look at impressions.
Remind us of the difference.
An impression means your link appeared on someone's screen. They might not have clipped it. They probably won't if you're on page 3. But it was there. If you see your impressions graph going up and to the right, that means Google is testing you. They're putting you in the results. Rising impressions are the best leading indicator of future traffic.
That's really actionable. Check impressions.
And also check your indexed pages count. If you publish 10 articles, are all 10 getting indexed by Google? If so, the system is working. If not, you have a technical problem.
We talked about the guaranteed page 1 myth. Are there other traps people fall into?
The biggest one is set it and forget it. People think SEO is a one-time project. You know, oh, we did our SEO back in 2025.
Yeah, I bought the SEO package. I'm good now.
Right. But your competitors never stop. The moment you hit page 1, you have a target on your back. Someone else is working to beat you. It requires constant maintenance.
What about AI? People say, why hire a writer? I'll just have ChatGPT write 100 articles.
The AI spam trap. Look, AI is an amazing tool. We use it for outlines, for research, but the guide is clear. Unedited, raw AI content is easy to spot. It lacks nuance. It makes things up. Google's 2026 algorithm is specifically designed to find and downgrade that kind of low-effort automated content.
So using AI to assist is smart. But using it to replace human expertise is a dead end.
It's a race to the bottom. If everyone's using it, nobody stands out. You still need that human stirk.
Okay, so we know the timeline, we know the traps, but I'm still impatient. Are there any ways to accelerate this? The guide mentions a few strategy pivots.
There are a few clever moves. My absolute favorite is the page 2 strategy.
How does that work?
You go into your analytics and you find all the keywords where you're already ranking on page 2. You know, positions 11 through 20.
The most heartbreaking positions.
Ugh.
So close.
But you're knocking on the door. Google already kind of likes you for that term. So instead of writing a new article from scratch, just go update those pages. Add a new section, a better diagram, update the stats. Pushing a page 2 result to page 1 is so much faster than starting from nothing.
That's really smart. Just grab the low-hanging fruit.
Another one is the hybrid approach with paid ads.
Wait, why bring ads into an organic search discussion?
As a test, before you spend 6 months trying to rank for, say, luxury dog houses, buy a Google ad for that keyword for 1 week.
To see if people click.
To see if people buy. If you spend $100 on ads and get 0 sales, that keyword is probably a dud. You just saved yourself 6 months of wasted SEO effort. Validate with your wallet first, then invest your time.
That's a huge tip. Okay, since we are talking 2026, we have to mention AIO.
AI search optimization.
How is that different from what we've been talking about?
Well, think about how people search now. A lot of the time, you're not typing into Google. You're just asking an AI assistant, hey, plan me a trip to Austin. You don't want links. You want an answer.
Right. I want the itinerary.
AIO is about optimizing your content so that the AI trusts it enough to cite you as the source in its answer.
And how do you do that?
It's less about keywords and more about facts and entities. You have to structure your data so the AI knows exactly who you are. It's about becoming the source of truth, so the AI says according to your company.
So we're moving from ranking on a list to being a cited expert.
Exactly. It's a whole new game.
Okay, let's bring it all back home. We've gone through the timeline, the myths, the strategies. What's the one big takeaway for our listener?
That SEO, at its core, is an exercise in building trust. You don't trust a stranger the moment you meet them. You watch them over time. Search engines are built to mimic that exact same human behavior.
And you can't automate trust.
You can't automate it and you can't rush it. You have to earn it. And that takes technical excellence, real value, and the hardest part, patience.
The guide mentioned one last thing I found really interesting. It said that changing your domain name basically resets the clock. It can trigger a 3 to 6 month recovery.
Right, because you just wiped out your entire credit history with Google. You're a stranger again.
And it got me thinking. We live in this world that demands speed for everything. Instant delivery, instant streaming.
Mm-hmm.
But search, this fundamental pillar of the internet, is built on this mechanism of slow trust.
It's a fascinating point, in a way that slowness is the only thing protecting the internet from chaos. If search engines reacted instantly to everything, misinformation and AI spam would just completely overwhelm the system. The fact that it takes time to earn trust is maybe the last defense we have.
So the waiting isn't just a bug, it's the feature that protects the whole system.
That's a really powerful way to think about it.
Well, on that note, to everyone out there staring at a flat analytics graph, go check your sprouts, check your impressions. Don't dig up the seed. Just keep gardening.
The harvest will come.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.